I mean, obviously all the dudes would do it, but if I showed up to a group, to a friendly function here.
Yep.
With like 20 bucks and ones. And I was just, who's giving me a lap dance for a dollar? Who do you think would?
Bree would tell you, why are you wasting our money?
First of all, it's my money.
First of all,
then more than likely it'd be me, Jake, Dalton, potentially Don, depending on his mood.
I think Rachel would.
Sure.
Rachel,
I think she would.
I think she would.
Do I up the ante and make it like? Because realistically, any of us could try this. We should all do it.
You should.
We'll get $20. That gives us four 1 minute sensual lap dances.
Sensual lappies.
For $20?
No, for $5.
Where did the $5 come from?
Because we have ones, dude.
You said,
oh, yeah, yeah. So it's all
like
so
$20 with
$20
ones.
$20 would be 4 1 minute sensual lap dances. $5, $10, $15, $20. $5 a pop.
Oh, I thought you were talking about $1 lap dances. I was like, how does that
work? At first I was, yes. And then I was thinking
quick mass.
Then I was thinking if we up the ante, maybe it would be a little sensual and it wouldn't be just like a drop their ass on you and then bounce and take your dollar.
I think right.
Because women are shifty.
I don't think they do it for a minute at all.
No way. Do you think
$20 they do for
a minute? Are you saying they don't have the stamina?
No, I think they have the stamina. I don't think they have the will.
For Rachel, I think she would, but she's gonna tell you straight up right away. I don't know how to fucking do this, but she's going to be a team player.
I don't know if anyone would want to do it for a full minute. A minute's a long time.
A minute is a while.
Okay, well, let's bust it down to 45 seconds.
I'm thinking
we all need time to get at least a third of a chub.
I think $1 per 15 seconds.
Dollar per 15 seconds.
Maybe $2 for 15 seconds.
We have to make it worth it for them. That's the thing.
Is that $4? $1 for every 15 seconds? That's...
It'd have to be $5.
I went to park, so my math game is garbage.
Welcome to the math part of the podcast where we don't know how to do math.
Do you know math?
It'd be $4 a minute.
$4 a minute. Yeah, it would be. Okay, I was right.
If you did a dollar.
Give me a fucking seconds. Diploma. Got one in your face. Everyone who said I couldn't do it. Nobody said that, but
I'm just imagining this. I'm just thinking after the first one, everyone will say no because someone's going to rock on.
Who the fuck would do that? Unless we took the pills Charlie gave us.
I think you'd do it just to be funny.
Everybody.
I think you'd just be said, funny. I think you'd do it and be like, well, look what you did.
Do you think that's what the thought process was? Like, no, you guys are going to have boners straight off the gate. So no. Like, that's where their head goes right away?
Their head goes, I don't want to feel your penis. Yes, that's exactly where it goes. That's the whole point of the only thing. Of, yeah, probably. If you tucked it between your legs, they'd do it.
We dry hump and baby dry hump. And
we like need this. New friends, dude.
For an extra $20, they'll fart on you.
Shit, dude.
That's I don't think Rachel's gross. Ever farted on me. We're married.
Bree's never farted. I've never even heard Bree fart.
You never heard her fart? Actually, I don't think I've heard Rachel
I've
fart.
Blamed a lot of farts on Rachel and Bree. No one believes them.
I know Bree's heard you fart.
Oh, dude, I got some gas.
You got some gas, dude. You got some
I got gas. Some fucking... Dude, that thing's like a semi-air horn.
Now I'm really curious about that. The lap dance thing.
Well, don't dwell on it too long. We don't got all night.
Oh, we got all night.
It is nighttime this time.
Nighttime this time.
Because we like to get weird with it.
Nighttime.
But yeah, I mean, so
are you fucking in your head like I am and
bobbing.
Just start dancing?
He's Bob.
Yeah.
This comes out after the Super Bowl.
Oh yeah,
dude, we're out right now.
Yeah,
Super Bowl's done,
and that's tradition. We gotta let them know.
Our sports guy
has gotta let them know how the game went.
There is something I want to relate to sports after this.
No, go for it because Ben's got to figure out his sports stuff again.
It was just
again.
A meme, and it was like it was Kobe Bryant, rest in peace. It was like a picture of him like celebrating or something. In the meanwhile, because his numbers were 24 and 8, so somebody was like, if you're fucking turning 24 this year, you got to fucking like let loose for Kobe. And then the dude like came in on below that and was like, fuck, if you're 8 years old, I don't give a fuck. You better be going hard.
Imagine an 8 year old going hard, doing lines of sugar.
Yeah, dude, pixie sticks to the dome.
Just doing, what did we call it back in the day?
When we snorted sugar?
No, it was knockout powder. Knockout powder. Yes. Powder.
Powder.
That's
powder.
What you guys called it?
Powder. Knockout it powder. Was, yeah, it was. You're right.
Sugar and Kool-Aid mix. And I don't know if there's a third thing or not, but you get a bunch of each and you mix it up. And then you'd lick your finger and dip it in the bag and eat your finger again. Yeah, and you would be wired. Like, it was
you
like drinking it? Three Red Bulls.
You want to try that?
Dude, I don't know if my... That's dude, like it might straight be to our- being... diabetic.
It's what? It's Kool-Aid and what?
And just I think sugar. And I you think just it mix was. A bunch of it together and then you'd lick your finger and put it in.
I was never wired from that.
Dude, I got dude, I was
off. Dude, I was hyper too much shit
Diet
as a
Coke,
kid.
Dude.
You're drinking too much Diet Coke.
That was that shit, dude.
I was hyper I would as drink fuck that. As a kid.
I would drink Diet Coke fucking like lukewarm. Didn't care, dude. I had no morals.
That's because it doesn't have any taste.
I had no morals.
I had no morals, dude.
Dude, I went so hard that one time I took a Diet Coke and I drank it.
Warm, baby.
Warm.
I've gotten into my car temp. On a hot day. So goddamn parched that I fucking drank some scalding hot Diet Coke.
Dude, what did I do that with? It was orange juice, and it was the worst idea I've ever had in my entire life.
Dude, that sounds god awful.
It was.
When
scalding hot orange juice?
It was in my car from when I first got to work.
Was like a McDonald's orange juice or something?
No, it was just a gas station one in a plastic bottle, like the Simply orange juice.
Yes.
And I drank like two sips and I ran to work and I forgot about it. So I went out there on break. It was the summer and that thing was scalding hot, but I'm fucking dying. So I downed it and it was like liquid hot acidic acid going down my throat.
Oh, fuck.
Jesus
it
Christ.
Was so bad.
Gross. That's yeah. fucking disgusting.
I mean, I ate a 7-day-old cheeseburger. I mean, come on now.
Yeah, you did, dude. True. McDonald's
I don't have
hitter, dude.
No morals.
Dude, we're fucking moralists over here, dog.
We've just been demoralized.
Demoralized.
Dude, I was going to sit like this, and then my nuts started getting crunched, so I'm just going to fucking revert on that.
And I was going to do what I've been doing. I don't know. I've just been doing this thing.
Like you just like you get to that age that you just can't get comfortable. Everything's
fuck, no, dude. I'm always
you're like fuck. Bullshit. I mean, I could sit like this for a fucking couple hours before my fucking legs lock up, but that's about it.
You guys are just restless. I'm older than both of you. I have no idea what fucking you're talking awful. About.
We're restless.
Restless.
Yeah, we'll you guys just always got to move.
Just fucking.
It's a WWE. Just
put him in a headlock.
Fucking knock him out.
Fucking.
Dude, I don't know. Maybe.
Just put
maybe
me in a
chokehold.
You guys are restless.
I have the attention deficit
disorder. I saw somebody say that shit.
I have the attention deficit. Yeah. Thank you, man.
I saw somebody talk about that shit with ADD, how like...
About how it's normal? Well, it's not necessarily
like,
normal,
well,
but it's not a deficit.
Kind of like normal. It's just like your brain just kind of relays a little quicker than most.
Dude,
we're but just... like America like hits it with like, it's a disorder. So it's like you have a problem, but it's really not. But there, no. He like hit it with a different name. I was like, well, that makes a lot of fucking sense, dude.
Just like hyperactivity of the brain.
His thing was it. He's got. I think he was a conspiracy theory because he had some whole fucking thing on it. But he's conspiracy. Like, I'm not gonna get into that. But it was something about like it was just ADD because everyone you fucking riddling up or whatever medication you get for ADD. It's like it's all about money. People to make money. I was like, maybe
money grabs, baby. I don't know, dude. It's what the world is built on.
Welcome to Dalton's TED Talk.
Let's go.
Yeah, what am I fucking TED Talk, dude? I got a fucking
dude. He's pissed. People dude, call it ADHD.
Dude, I'm pissed, dog.
It's not a fucking disorder,
dude,
bro.
I was a fucking kid, dude. You would have diagnosed me that in a fucking second.
I got tested so many fucking times.
I just got tested because I wanted a little bit of Adderall, and then they're like, dude, pee in this cup, and I was like, bro,
no,
that's not a good idea. You feel me,
dude? Nah.
Listen, just fucking write the prescription.
Did you ever take pee tests where they watch you? Like, well, you got to keep the door open. We have to watch you do this.
No, but when I got my hernia surgery, there was a male nurse and he looked under my cover. I said, dude, you looking at my dick? And he goes, whoa, man, just making sure your catheter's out.
Yeah. Whoa,
I got
dude.
Super aggressive. Whoa, you looking at my fucking penis? There you go. Damn.
Dude, I had a couple old nurses shave my balls. It was fantastic.
Gilf City, bro.
Dude, it was great.
But then, were you guys joking around? Were they like,
no, they were so awesome. They were just,
was it kind of cold in there? So your nutsack was tight?
Yeah. So I was like, well, I'm glad I'm giving them an environment that's nice and tight.
Did you trim them before?
I did. Cause I was like, I knew they're gonna do some shaving. I was like, I don't want to be a fucking Tarzan down here. See, I'd be so
scared for anyone else to shave my areas. Like,
they were gentle. It was nice.
It's
they were gentle.
Petrifying because they don't feel like.
Like what you do?
Yes. Yeah. Like they don't feel the fact that, like, oh, something's pulling. Something's going to. Like, you, yeah, you got something. Like
friction or
and
anything.
Next thing you know, my dick is on the floor.
Fuck! So do you get uncomfortable when, like, when you're getting a tattoo and they shave you? Are you still uncomfortable?
Yes. When I got my chest shaved for a tattoo, yeah, I was very uncomfortable.
I thought for sure I was going to get my nipple nicked.
Yep.
I was just about to say, just fucking take the nipple off.
Like,
just
I love my nipples. All right. I got little dime sized nipples.
I got little glorious. Nipples.
I love got fluffy them. Nipples until they get hard and then they'll and fuck you up.
Fucking jab your eye out.
Dude, sometimes my right nipple gets so hard that if my shirt's a little too tight or it's just a shitty material, I'll just get a fucking chafed nipple, dude.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's going to cut through.
No, definitely shredded won't cut through, dude. It walking is just across Ben's raw chest
is like walking on Legos.
Yeah, dude.
You stepped down in the wrong spot. It's you're going to be screaming.
Federal a couple punishment?
Push pins, brother.
Ooh, I'm burping up some burps.
Gross, dude. How many beers have you had? Like six now?
Dude, I got to be on fucking. So this hitter hits, takes on three brewskis.
Three beers, dude.
Three beers. And I.
Are you German? I gotta be at all? In.
Well, the first DNA test I fucking took, I was. Yeah, I should be
drinking out of a beer.
I think
beer
so.
Stein.
Yes. You look no, like... I am German. I don't know how much. Dude, it makes no sense because I'm fucking kid. Short. Germans are tall.
Wow, what a stereotype.
Well, they are.
Oh, Germans are tall, dude. There's some German little people. Well, all right.
All right. Now I want Ben to name one.
I never met
name
the
one short German.
Me. I'll take Germans Dalton. For 400.
No, there's
that's dude, where that went.
Dude, I don't
there's
know.
Tall and short people of every race, religion, color, creed, whatever what's his name says in that song. You know what I mean?
What? Nailed it.
Logic.
Fucking nailed it.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Logic's a pimp.
Fucking
I think I'm German. It. I should be German. I'm pretty sure I'm German.
Well, we'll say, yeah.
Don't quote me, okay? I might be. I may not be. I don't know who the fuck I am anymore.
What? The problem is, dude, is you took the test.
I did. I gave my fucking DNA like a schmuck knuckle. You know what I mean?
Gonna, you know, it tells you what me? The fuck you are, where you are, who you are.
What? I did.
I watched you dribble the shit out of that.
Dude, I'm always dribbling.
No, but you're I fine. I got caught in your beard.
I got a
nature's napkin, baby.
Hell yeah, dude.
Nature's
I did take the test, and then I had this whole... fuckery of everything.
Sure.
And then
sure.
I look back. We talked about this. I look back, and then that shit completely took a 180 on me. But I think Dalton's I was German Italian in the beginning. No I think I'm still German. I'm like mostly Slovakian or whatever that general area of the northern of Europe.
Sure.
Don't quote me on that. I don't know geography that well.
I want someone to make a map of what Dalton's been saying. I want to know what it looks like really bad compared to the actual map of Europe.
I know it's like... Yeah. What are those like long boys in your, it's like Finland, Norway, and Sweden. Is that the three long boys? You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly. Honest, dude, what you're talking about. I could be wrong. At a map since eighth grade right. Social studies.
You should be right. Because Switzerland's the only one that could be in contender and that's not there.
But wait, what? You're good. What? All right. Barry says I'm good. So I'm fucking good.
So, don't. Barry's got a very confused.
Barry's got a bunch
you
of.
You guys just had your own conversation for fucking 2 minutes.
Barry's a doctor. He's a philosopher. He's a therapist.
And,
Barry's everything,
and actually,
so.
Now I am the CEO of Amazon.
You fucking boss. I knew what you were going to
do. Jeff Bezos stepped down.
And
he
now you're
said,
the boss?
Listen here, Barry.
Is it Bezos or Bezos?
Whatever it is, I'm the boss now, bitch.
Ooh, fuck it.
You're fired.
All right, is your name Andy?
Now, I don't know.
Today is it? It is?
Whenever, if it,
that's the new CEO.
Then,
it's
yeah,
like
that's
Andy
me.
Something.
Yeah, totally. Definitely. 100% me.
I believe you,
no
dude.
Lie.
You've been working here. There since 2000?
I've been working there since however long I needed to be in the position I am now.
Sure.
You should take notes.
Okay.
So, dude, where's my fucking, where's my pad and paper? I can't even take, I got a phone.
Just draw it to your beer with the beer.
You know why he wanted to step down?
No, actually I don't.
He's working on like rockets now too.
Cause he's got that fucking cheddar. Jesus.
I have terrible comprehension when it comes to reading. So I fucking fuck this up all the time, but he's doing something with like shuttles, like space shuttles or something. It's like blue shuttles or something weird like that. And then, he's got like Bezos Earth charity or whatever. And he wants to focus more on those two things. And apparently he'll still be,
he's still on the board.
Yeah. He's still involved pretty heavily with like major Amazon changes.
He's on the board. Yeah.
Yeah. He's not going to fucking let that go. Sounds like he's trying to do some Elon Musk shit though.
Well, he's been doing that for a while actually.
Has he?
Like the same time Elon started up his stuff, Jeff Bezos did too.
Well, fine. Yeah. All right. I didn't know that.
They've been kind of not competing, but they've been side by side going up.
Oh, okay.
And I think they both are specializing in different things, though.
Oh, they're not.
There was a whole meme thing going on between those two saying that Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, and Elon Musk are going to, they're doing all this stuff so they can live on the moon and leave us all behind.
Oh, fuck.
Mars. Mars.
Oh, yeah. Mars. Dude, I won't even.
That's why he sent this car into space, his Tesla, so he could have it on Mars. That was the whole meme.
So they're gonna hit Mars and just fuck each other, dude. They're gonna fuck each other. Do you imagine piles of cash?
Like
Mars has got no money currency.
Those families combining. But seriously, how much money and how much power they would have,
dude. They're basically the Tony Starks.
Yeah.
Ooh,
of the real life.
The Tony Starks.
They're like the most wealthiest, technologically driven rich people in the United States.
A bunch of assholes.
I would be surprised if Elon Musk had an interview and came out saying, like, I based my life off of the comic book version of Tony Stark. Because like, that's literally what he's done.
Yeah.
Like 100%.
I mean, he loves that shit, though. He lives for it.
Yeah.
Because that, did you see that interview with him, with Elon Musk, where he was talking about, because he wanted to do that space travel shit for like people to be able to, like, take these rockets fucking, you know, one world side of the world to the other, whatever, when he was doing that shit. And like Neil Armstrong, the people who went to the moon, just like, no, just completely shit on him. And when he was interviewed about Elon Musk, was like in tears. He's like, these are people you look up to. He's like, yeah. Like, so how was it that he like totally just kind of pooped on your dreams, dude? He was fucking like crying. Like, well, damn.
The funny thing
sucks,
is, though, look at how
dude.
Much it's pushing him to do more of it to prove it them.
Yeah,
wrong.
That dude just fucking keeps grinding.
I actually just read something about Elon Musk. He paid only $30 million to be able to tunnel under. I forgot what state
it
is.
LA? Only? Yeah. Only you said
in California?
Well, yeah, like yeah, or I think LA. It's something like that. It's like LA. He's gonna be tunneling. Only. Like that's all he paid the city. Think about it. He's going under the entire infrastructure.
That is
to
fucking
insane. Burrow out everything.
And $30 million is
and he wants
only,
to use it
only
for transportation.
Be.
Yep. And
it's the Hyperloop or whatever, isn't it?
Dude, he's looking out for the peace.
The conspiracy theory behind it is he's doing all this underground stuff, building to be, once again, to be able to live underground in Mars.
Like,
that's why he's
it.
Doing all these tunnelings and everything like that to develop the technology to
send to Mars.
So he can live on Mars.
It all sounds like it's for the people, but it's all for self fucking... prevail
always.
Damn
with humans, dude.
Imagine how funny that would be. He goes, oh, by the way, peace. I'm bringing some people with me. I am now the ruler of Mars.
I now own this fucking planet.
The dictator.
Me off this planet.
Then he transforms into a reptile. Because we're reptilians, right?
Plot twist.
Plot twist. And then Shyamalan
over
here.
We should
get
a comic book series. We should make some comics.
Should we quit the podcast and just comics. Start become... fucking comic
what if
book
we made
writers?
A comic book about our podcasts, like literally it was just slides of us sitting in these things yelling at each other going like this, and we'd like draw out fights and
that'd be awesome.
We would sell 3 copies, and the only 3 copies that would be bought would be us 3.
Nah, but think about it, like it'd be us, like we're on our podcast, but
Olivia
everything
would buy one.
That we talk about we actually draw in, so like our commune, our legs being bent backwards.
Shit.
Like a little more production value.
Yeah.
Don't take that idea.
They don't fucking steal it. Skeet.
But think about it. Like, it'd be like, you know, how people animate, like everyone, every podcast pretty much that's popular has an animated version of it, but it's paperback.
Fucking lit. Don't
it's
fucking
as
steal
good
it.
As comeback.
Like Kim Kardashian?
Like, like come on your back.
Yeah, come on your back.
Yeah.
That never dies.
No. The joke is going to live out
for... I love that joke.
Until our kids have kids. You know what I mean?
And that was Dalton Vance once again.
Speak for yourself. I'm not having kids.
Yeah, joke's on you fuckers when I have kids. Well, Barry might. Barry like kids, right?
After taking care of dogs, I'm good.
He's fucking... I'm out.
Yeah, kids are like dogs on steroids.
Right? They are. I mean... At least dogs can be in the house by themselves. You come home, you got a baby with a fork in an outlet. Like, you don't want that.
Who said? Somebody said.
And you have to take them everywhere, dude.
Everywhere.
Somebody said having a kid is just preventing them not killing themselves. That's what having a kid is. You have to daily, every day you have to just get them, try to not have them kill themselves.
Yeah.
There's a game about that where the baby's, the name of the game is pretty much like daddy or something like that. And it's a dad and a baby, and the baby's going around the house trying to kill himself, and the dad's got to go around locking cabinets and taking things out of the baby's hand. And the baby's like going around trying to drink bleach and shove forks and outlets and
get
stuff.
Get in the oven.
It's so, it's daddy simulator.
It's daddy simulator?
Yeah. Yeah.
My brother was asking me, speaking to kids, because he just moved into a new apartment and they have the fucking, the floor heat registers.
Oh, yeah.
And they have, there's valves there that can, you can turn on and off the fucking gas lines.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, he was explaining it to me, not like ragging on him, but he was explaining it to me because fucking everyone doesn't know. But he's like, yeah, they're like water valves or something. I was like, is it the fucking like their heaters on the ground? Right. I was trying to explain it the best I could.
Like baseboard heating. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, those are definitely not water valves. And he's like, what his concern was, like, Chloe's going to try to crawl into these goddamn things and play with it, which is a fair fear.
It's like a radiator type of heat where it's like the metal and everything.
Yeah, on the floor. It's copper the whole lines. Yeah. Okay. So the copper lines run.
It's not
but
the super old stuff, but it's the next
level.
Yeah,
there's two valves to be able to, you know, turn the whatever if you never do maintenance or replace them or whatever the fuck. But I was like, oh, yeah, don't want your kids playing with those. Shove the fucking gas.
Fucking dangerous. Boosh. Dangerous game.
Kids are crazy, dude. Scare me.
Kids just want to kill you. That's it. They want to take your life force. They slowly age you.
I'll rent one before I fucking buy one. You know what I mean?
And they'll tell you, we'll take care of you when you're old. Not.
No, I'll always be the cool uncle. That's it.
They'll take care of the cool uncle, I think.
Cool uncle comes in, causes chaos, and leaves and has no repercussion.
Yeah, dude.
Leave a couple toys and some snacks and some Mountain Dew.
The best advice for any parent out there, though, that I heard was get your kids the most noisy toys. And everyone's like, wait, why? I have to hear them. But the moment you stop hearing the noisy toy, you know something's up.
Ooh. True. Yeah, valid point.
But you might go insane. So
you might, yeah, if you can, yeah. You know,
double-edged sword.
As many Tickle Me Elmos as possible.
Oh, fuck. Somebody had a I don't know what it was. It was like one of those button computer-y, phony looking toys.
Sure.
And people turn it out annoying as shit. But some parent just got to the point of sheer insanity where they figured out how to like do a certain sequence of buttons to shut the fucking thing off. It just like completely disables it.
Damn.
So they sent a video. It's like, parents, if you got this toy, your kids, and you just can't stand anymore, just shut the fucking thing off.
Just reprogram it so every time they press a button, it plays like the beginning of an awesome song like Rick Astley.
I almost like, got you. It's just like I a mini controller.
Fuck.
There's a reason I held off on that punchline. I almost had you.
Oh, you fucking
only
have dirty bitch.
A fucking piano. It's the only thing they can. That's your only toy.
Ooh, then
you
want to
make noise? This is the only noise you make.
I would think a drum set, a little baby drum set.
Dude, if you're not jamming, if you're not the one playing the drums, boy, they get obnoxious.
If you had a kid, you wouldn't want to teach him drums? You guys can jam together?
Listen, I don't know anything technical about drums. That's the thing. It's like it's all self-taught. And like,
get the electrical ones that they have the headsets so they can only hear themselves.
Yeah, there you go.
Those $4,000 fuckers.
Yeah, they're expensive as fuck.
Don't worry, we're going to be rich soon enough.
You know how fucking more expensive those are than acoustic kits?
Oh, yeah, they're fucking like, so expensive.
It's worth it. It's your child.
I am not having
a child.
That's
your sperm seed. I'm not even
created that. I'm not keeping my cum as a pet.
Why not?
Me either. That's a scary pet, dude.
Nope,
they end up feeding you.
They say they will. And the next thing you're in a home being fed by
a really hot nurse.
Or they're dealing drugs. You know, sucking dick for crack.
What's wrong with that?
Not much, as long as you actually get the crack.
Yeah, you better get
everyone
the crack.
Everyone gets pleasure out of it.
Make sure that dick is clean, too.
Yeah, always carry a wet wipe.
Always carry a wet
bottle of bleach. You know what I mean?
Fucking. Could you imagine getting bleach in your urethra?
No, I can't. Whoa, and I don't have to worry about that because I keep a clean penis.
Keep a clean penis.
Bleach? Pine Sol.
Pine Sol.
It's a power Pine Sol, baby. Pine Sol. I fucking love those commercials.
Yeah. So they can't play those anymore.
Yeah, fucking.
I pretty much, because one of my buddies loves gin, right? And I was at his house hanging out.
Love gin. What?
So you poured Pine Sol in his fucking drink?
He's like, you should try some. I'm like, nah. And he goes, why not? I'm like, because I don't want to drink Pine Sol. I know it's lemony fresh already.
Dude, gin's rough, man.
It yeah, is. That is not an enjoyable like beverage.
Drinking that fucking tree blended air pine needles. Yeah, straight up pine needles.
Just go outside, go take
it's
a couple
so
of
dry.
Yeah. Take a couple it's like of
super dry.
It's like licking pine needles off the Sahara Desert's ground.
Straight up. No thanks.
All you gin drinkers out there, y'all are nuts. You guys crazy, go hard, dude. I tell you what.
You can go right outside and pull a couple of needles off that Douglas fir out yonder.
That Douglas fir.
Dude, dropping names about trees. God damn.
I know.
You're a fucking pimp.
Ladies,
dude.
Careful.
That
She's
big
dangerous.
Dougie fir.
You a treologist? What are
yeah,
those called?
Dude.
I understand now why Joe thought you slayed.
Botanist?
Botanist?
Botany? Yeah, that's plants and herbal.
But you can say treologist. That sounds pretty
sounds
tight.
Sounds fucking way more to the point. Botanist. I don't think trees. I think
botulism.
Some with bodies.
Yeah. It's like
or like
shrubbery.
Some sexual shit.
Well, I mean, it could be if you get off on plants.
What?
What?
It's a bot orgy. You know,
bot
for
orgy?
Bots.
Oh, got it. I'm a bot.
Shout out to the bots out there.
Shout
I know you're not
bots.
Watching.
That we do. The numbers tell the tale.
Talking about you, Dylan.
Yeah, fucking step your game up.
He's going to
hate
you for that.
Don't, I'm not going to use the name because I already got silence in the chat.
Yeah, I pulled a prank on Dalton where I got him to mess around with one of our buddies by making a Twitch name an insult to him. And the prank was even better because after that happened, it was funny, but Dalton couldn't switch his name back for at least 2 months.
Yeah, Barry thought I could just switch it right away, which I also thought because I don't know Twitch very well.
So the prank got even better. And then on top of that, he gets banned from the chat because of his name.
Yeah, they fucking banned me out of the chat for an ungodly amount of seconds, which turned to minutes. I don't even know how long. And then I was like, all right, the next day I was like, all right, I got to change this. This went elaborate enough. Oh, you can change your username after 2 months. I'm like, fuck me. So I tell Barry that, of course, it's even a better prank for him now because
so
he's the one that told
better.
Me to do the name. Damn.
It's so much better.
Kind of an asshole.
Well, I didn't plan on being a 2 month thing. I thought it'd be funny for him to pop into that real quick and see Dylan's reaction.
True.
Which was gold.
I did go with the classic Uncle Daddy.
God, the way you spelt it was so fucking funny.
Daddy.
Uncle Daddy. So immediately I type into the chat, Daddy, get out of my laboratory.
I just love how he goes, who's Uncle Daddy. Like, hell yeah, dude. Daddy. He goes, I think I like Daddy more.
It's so much fun getting that chat lit. It is so much fucking fun.
Oh, man.
Ben just in there going nonstop.
It's yeah, I don't so even think fun. I played any of the games. I
just
kept just typing.
In the chat, dude.
Trying to see who I could fire up.
And it worked because everyone wanted you on chat, on comms.
Yeah, but like the problem is when I think about like fucking with somebody, it's always sexual.
Yeah.
It's always like what's going to gross somebody out more or like how can I make everybody uncomfortable? That's
Absolutely.
Getting harder as the days go on because, dude, people are just getting desensitized, dude.
Fuck.
They pulled the foreskin back.
Shit.
I mean, look at our friend group like 5-6 years ago compared to now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's filter has completely disappeared.
Absolutely.
And whose fault is that, you guys?
I mean, I might have helped a little bit. I mean, I had some help from my daddy-o partner over there for sure.
Uncle Daddy.
Enough million-dollar questions and people are actually giving me answers now.
God, true. There was a point where everyone's like, oh, fucking.
I'm not
going
to answer that. It's weird. Now it's like, well, I mean, do I have to suck the dick or can I just lick it a little bit?
Yeah, there's just after questions. All right, break the details down here.
So do my titties actually fall off or can I reattach them later? Like, that's what happens compared to, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is true.
Oh, I'm
yeah, there's been plenty of, what are the odds?
Yeah.
Where shit gets different. Yeah, oh, yeah.
I think the turning point was our conversation about vaginuses that went an hour and a half long. I think that's when people realize, okay, it's time to not give a fuck no more.
Yeah, I mean, it's really what we bring to the table every time.
It's also one of the reasons why we started this podcast.
It's a big that reason why people need to listen to the podcast. We're doing some fucking... We're not doing the typical fucking shit. Okay. We're bringing some dynamic and you need to listen.
Yeah. Listen to Dalton tell you to listen to Dalton.
Listen.
He said seven beers. You need to listen
now. You need
now.
To listen
Which
right
now. Which is funny
now.
Because the people that actually listen to this are the ones listening. So you're just telling people that are listening to listen more.
Fuck yeah. So, well, love you. Love all of you who listen.
I get what you're saying too. It's the best
listen,
thing.
I need big hugs and kisses to the people who listen in the chat, please. Where's our fucking producer, dude?
Do you listen in a chat?
No. Well, yeah.
You read, man.
Well, listen.
You read, you listen, comprehend.
I thought you... What?
How many beers you had? 20?
I fucking don't. Like, I'm drinking out of the wolf mug.
True, dude.
The last count.
The bear stain.
The bear stain.
That's cool that you've used it, because like I haven't even used any of mine
it's
yet.
It's fucking awesome.
I know my dad's
but I also
got
don't have any beers
because
I leave all my cases of beer at yeah, other dude, people's houses.
Yeah. You have them stashed everywhere else except your own house.
Yes. I probably have like $70 worth of beers you laying around the fucking like, I don't know, six different cities.
The way you do this, and it's completely not the reason, but you act like Bree doesn't want you to drink, so you hide your beers at your friend's house.
Oh God!
You have
it
beer
would be
stashes.
Way funnier if she was, if I was trying to hide that.
Oh my
God, that'd be great. Oh, that'd be so depressing.
I don't
though.
Drink beer. I haven't had beer in months, and they're just in seven different locations.
I have absolutely no beer in the house, and she has two boxes of wine.
Ben realizes he's got like one beer left at each place, so he goes, "All right, hey Bree, I gotta go to Dalton's. I'm gonna stop by your grandparents. I'm gonna go to Barry's. I gotta stop by Mick and Dom's. I gotta make some errand runs real quick." Comes back hammered.
I always just leave them.
If my truck wasn't being such a fuck, I was gonna. Part of my errands was making a beer run today. I was gonna pick myself up a case, and I knew yours was low, but it's been here forever. I was like, I'm gonna pick up Dad a case. Yeah, I was dude. Just gonna pick you one up. It was just gonna be here.
Dom's drinking them. I just leave them here. Yeah. I'm here enough.
True.
You supply the beer, I supply the soda. We're good to go.
Yeah, Barry MVP coming in with two cases of pop soda. Soda pop, however you want to say it. I don't know where you're from. Whatever's cool with you. You know what I mean?
You say soda pop and that's it. That's an adult way.
I usually just say soda. Pop.
It's soda.
I say pop.
How hard do you want to pop?
What?
You want a black eye or you want a fucking... I don't know what you're saying. You want to pop a what?
You want to pop that pussy?
How hard do you want to pop? Pop that pussy? Is that what
no,
you said?
No, that bussy.
Oh, that bussy. Dude, yeah. We're popping bussy out here. Who's doing it?
Oh, I'm not going to actually do it. Oh, I don't got a bussy.
Dude, I was excited for you to
I've
pop
got
your
about,
bussy.
I've got about seven more days before I start baby oil in my ass and putting it online for some fucking
money. Dude, listen,
money.
Baby oil.
I guarantee you
come
make
on,
a
get
mil.
At me.
Make a mill.
You know, oil up that dump truck, dude?
I could just Photoshop my dick and balls out, put a vagina there, and never show
just
my face.
Just only tape it up. Tape it to your belly
ass.
Button. Bend over doggy style. Put on some Breeze and put it on OnlyFans, and you have all the dudes wanting you.
Dude, yeah, you're fucking... Let's get it.
You know?
And after 4 years, finally be like, by the way, this is me.
the way life has been, that doesn't sound half bad.
No, it don't sound too fucking bad at all. Huh? Dude, I'm going to...
I know there's plenty of you out there thinking the exact same thing.
You and Bree could stack.
Ooh.
And then put that. Oh, man. I'm telling you.
Damn.
With them feet. Oh, paint them nails a little bit.
Yeah, dude, paint the nails. Dude, I painted my fucking.
My legs up to my
dude,
kneecap.
You got to paint the fucking. You got nice feet. So I painted my fingernails. Paint your toenails. Yeah. It's man up, dude. We're manning up. Paint your fingernails.
Don't you want to do it one more time so I can make sure I zoom in on it? Because I know that's what.
Man up, dude. Paint your fingernails. Let's get it.
Dude, I'm about it.
Fuck, thanks. I'm thanks, babe.
Why? Because we're going to talk Wait about painting your toenails?
No.
I'll paint them for you. I don't know how well it'll be, but I'll paint them for you. Just Rachel painted them for you. She painted mine.
All right. I require foot massage.
Will you do me a favor? Yes. A Maybe. Big favor. It's a prank on Brie.
Oh, God.
Will you paint your dick and not tell her? And then get down and get hot and sexy time and just whip it out and see what she says.
Please. Paint like Rudolph the Red Nose.
Just any color, make it rainbow, do whatever you want.
I'd have to get some body paint.
Make it look like Mr. Mime from Pokemon.
Oh, fucking funny. Put, you gotta, oh, shit.
Dude,
someone get hands on it.
Blush marks.
Dude, do it the trio nuts. From Pokemon. You could do the Diglett for the dick and the two other ones for your.
Oh shit, that's fucking incredible, dude.
I don't know if she would understand it
the
though.
The entire time you're having sex. Diglett dig, Diglett dig, Diglett dig, Diglett dig, Diglett dig.
I don't think that'd go in my favor, dude.
That's fucking amazing.
I would like to come.
I love how you added a little song and a little tune into that. Diglett.
That's the thing for Pokemon. That's what he does. Diglett.
Apparently, I just fucking haven't watched enough Pokemon. No, I've seen it enough, dude. Don't judge me. I love Pokemon.
I don't. Well, I seriously, do like dude? It. I oh, like it.
Fuck.
Played some Pokemon Snap, you know, on that N64,
dude,
baby.
They're making another one, I think.
Are
I'm
they?
Pretty sure.
Yeah, they're making a new, no. like, remastered
one. I beat the game,
one.
And then I was like, the fuck? Like, what's the point of this game?
Just to continue to get all of them and get the best pictures. That's all. It's just pretty much grinding the game.
Yeah.
It's just repetitive bullshit for fun, for casually
gaming.
True.
What's casual anymore? What's up, dude?
Yeah. No shit.
Dude, I thought you were coming with a comment. Right there.
I was. Because we were talking. Just because we're talking about video games, but.
Yeah, dude, hit me with it.
I was online and I saw. It's like orange pie. It's a little chip, like a computer chip, but you can turn anything into an emulator.
Oh, shit.
Like
okay.
a Raspberry Pi.
Yeah, but it's like orange.
Yeah, they have different names.
Yeah.
Wait.
And you can, yeah, Raspberry Pi.
It's like a little computer thing you do, and you can get
it's like a little chip.
Emulators okay, for like movies, just, games, and everything on it.
Right. The Raspberry Pi one's good for like the smart mirrors and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. See, I haven't, I had no knowledge on that, so I thought Barry was doing some troll shit. So I was like,
all yeah, right, so the orange pie here. Thing, and you can just get a bunch of fucking. Sweet retro games.
Oh, fucking mint.
And it's like $20.
Oh.
And yeah. you don't need, like, you can get a case for it, or you can just, like, it can literally just be a fucking chip sitting on your desk with a fucking USB and HDMI cable in it.
No shit.
There is a, so there's a couple streamers that use those to do the old Pokemon Stadium games.
Oh, oh fuck
and
yeah.
There's,
yeah.
Yes,
there's
dude.
A challenge I want Dalton to do because of how hard he's going to rage during it. There's a stadium mode where you have to beat like two trainers or something, and then the gym leader. But the challenge, and you have to go all the way through. But the challenge is after you beat a gym leader, that's a checkpoint. But if you don't beat it, you have to start over at the beginning of that.
Oh, fuck.
And okay. you have to use a randomly generated team from their pool. And their Pokemon are horrible. So you have to, and they're all level 50 across the entire board. So you have to get you randomly generate six of them. You have to pick three per battle from that six, and you go as far as you can. And if you lose, you start that. You randomly join a new
team.
So
hard.
And you keep going. It is the most beating your head against a wall type of thing. Getting a fucking Weedle over and over again. And all the good Pokemon have horrible moves.
Fuck, dude. That's going to make me
I might
freak
have
out.
That. I actually might have that.
I love Pokemon
I know you do
Stadium,
because
though.
When we were moving your mom out, I was asking you how many of the stuff do you want to keep and how much do you want to trash? And it was like an N64. And
oh, I keep all that shit.
Yeah.
All of it.
Fuck, dude. Let's get on some N64 Pokemon Stadium, dude.
We're good.
Dude.
I'll do that challenge. I'll do it.
Dude, it.
I'll do it. That sounds fun. Even
I watched
if I
one
rage.
A streamer that, you know, he knows all like the weaknesses, like x2, x4, all the types of stuff, all the moves that they do and all the mm-hmm. like the cheesy ways to win. And it took him probably about, let's see, it was like 3 to 4 hour parts. And there's about 4 to 5 parts.
What?
And he
fuck?
Finally beat the first one. The second one, he had to go back in and use his own Pokemon randomly generated to beat it. Because the second one is so broken at the end that you can't beat it.
I'm going to scream the entire time.
I think one person's done it, and they say, because at the end of Elite Four, yeah. you have to beat all of them at once. So he did saves after each one is the only way he could beat it. Because the teams changed so drastically.
No fucking way I'm beating it.
Yeah.
So it's just going to be me screaming.
And the first one, definitely. First one's beatable. Second one is not.
Holy shit. Sounds fun though, dude.
Dude, there's a lot of fun challenge stuff you can do like that online now. There's definitely.
Oh, fucking Christ. Games are wild these days though.
Right?
Yeah, but how come you guys don't play Broforce?
Dude, Broforce. I've heard so much about
it. That's a banger.
Have you not played it?
Boy, is that gonna hear it?
It's actually super fucking fun.
It is a lot of fun.
It's literally just mindless fuck everything up.
So I know you've talked about
but
it.
But you can be like, dude, they have like the Predators in there, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's fucking tits.
I guess he plays a Terminator, so whatever. So the Terminator's in there. Sylvester Stallone. Like, dude, just like a bunch of random ass so fucking characters.
Like the Expendable
and
movies where it's like all these characters.
Yeah, okay. And like you pick one or whatever, and it's a side scroll.
Isn't it like Contra, kind of?
It's like what?
Contra.
Contra?
Side scroll shooter
like
where you're jumping
shooter.
Around.
Yeah.
Yep. Like, and you can, it's fully destructible. So like everything you can fucking destroy.
Interesting.
It's fun.
Yeah,
and you go through like a bunch of, you know, minions or whatever, and then you get to a boss. and you fuck them up, and it's funny as fuck because you can like hit a button and they'll flex. It's so fucking there's a game so like stupid. That,
but it's top down, where it's a top down scroller.
Okay.
And it's called Smash TV. And it's like you're on a really shitty game show and the announcer is such a fucking prick to you the entire time. And it's like it'll like pop up with him talking. He's got like two like models on his sides. He's the weirdest looking dude. He's like, you're gonna have to do better than that to get all this.
Oh,
find
fuck.
Out in the next room. And the like it's all like 8-bit animation. So it's like the ladies are going like the entire time. And it's all really retro looking. Like you pick up prizes and you get money for your score and you keep going through, you get different guns, and it's incredibly bloody.
I've never played that. Just for fun, I wanna see if I can take our intro song and 8-bit that.
Dude, that'd be dope.
Ooh, I want to. I just want to hear what it would sound
like. Fucking fuck with
it. It could be cool. Dope.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of fun stuff with the edits and stuff now. Getting a little more wild with it.
Wild. We're getting wild and weird, baby.
Just having some fun.
We just keep finding more shit to fuck with.
Yeah. Just trying to have fun with the creativity side of it and see. So if anything bothers or you think it's cool, let us know. Probably won't, but hey.
Seriously, fucking yeah. Let us know. God damn it. I'm upset.
Dalton's
I'm upset.
Getting lonely over
I'm
here. He wants to meet our community.
I'm lonely. I'm upset.
Six beers deep.
Six
and
beers
he's
deep.
Fucking sad.
And
now.
I got a fucking urinate. So it's all double loose for me.
Real sad boy shit.
So I'm going to go pee, boys. Hold
he's
the conversation
pee
up.
Right in the beer stein in front of you. Stay tuned.
I know I that would. When you open the door.
I would if I didn't get canceled.
You're going to shake it.
I'm going to shake it?
You're going to hit the tripod. You're going to
oh,
shake it.
Oh, dude, I'm
going to
fucking.
You're
going to
get a
be
really
conscious.
Cool shake effect.
I let's right,
see what happens
let's try
here.
All right, I'm going to go pee. But I fucking love you guys. Don't judge me.
All right, here we go. Five, over under on him
four,
knocking the tripod.
Three, two, one.
Is he going to knock let's the tripod?
Go.
Is he going to knock the
wham.
Tripod?
Nope, he's good.
All right, folks, we're good.
It. He squeezed it.
he's gone.
Yeah, I can't believe he drank like two and a half mugs worth of beers already. That's a lot of fucking beer.
Oh, fucking A. He's gonna have a fun night.
Yeah, he's had one and a half. Well, one and a half right
well,
there.
That wasn't
and then he's,
he drank when we were downstairs.
Yeah, he had at least two and a half beers downstairs. Plus, so that's three and a half.
What is happening out there?
I don't know, but I'm sure everybody got to watch him progress through his.
Yep, the states of Dalton.
That's great. I'm happy we got that on camera.
He's breaking through his limits the entire way, but it's not like he's getting stronger. He's just getting drunker. Level one, broken. Level two, he's like going reverse Super Saiyan.
Dude, the quarantine's got him pounding him back now, you know? Got to do what you got to do.
When they come in hot, he's coming in.
Something.
Sloppy.
He's sloppy. A little mushy.
A little mushy.
He's buckled.
Buckled.
Well, he's about to be buckled.
That's what we're gonna start calling it from now on. You get to a certain point when you're drinking, you're just buckled.
Just I'm fucking buckled, dude.
What do you mean buckled? Well, you're so drunk you fall over and you buckle.
Yeah, you're so drunk that you always just lock your knees. You're buckled in, and that's how you pass out, throw up,
fuck that.
Get fucked up.
We need to get your Super Bowl analysis still, though.
Yeah, I almost want to talk about it more. In the next episode.
Next episode?
Yeah, because then I can get a really good. I can analyze.
Oh, you don't want to go with game. The prediction. You want to go with the analysis.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
Got it. All right. So
I
stay
think
tuned
be
to
more
next
fun.
Episode.
That'd be more fun because then I can really make sure the teams are right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. I got you. You want to get the perfect analysis.
Yes.
So people understand what happened during the. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Almost like a short play-by-play. Of, you know, the highlight moments.
Next year, what we're going to do for you guys, don't you worry. We're going to do prediction and analysis after to see how close Ben truly was.
Yeah. We'll get you guys on my bookie. I'll tell you my top pick.
My bookie.
And you guys can bet some money.
What's funny about that is actually the other podcast I listen to, obviously, Rooster Teeth, everyone knows I talk about them nonstop. They do this thing where they, for the longest time, they play Madden the week before the Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
whenever they find out the teams, and they'd be like, this is our prediction. This is exactly how it's going to go. And they played the game for the first like four or five. They were right. Like
Jesus
almost
fuck.
The scores are actually decently close sometimes, but the winning team was always the one that won when they played each other. So another person that works with them decided to take that logic after they did their Super Bowl prediction. He put a bet on that winning team. So one time they lost.
Oh no.
Yes,
that'd be my dumb fuck luck right there.
That's that fuck face podcast it's called. It's fucking hilarious. It's just that one dude is always screwing himself over in some sort of way.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Can you imagine though, like, be like, of course, that's my luck.
Dude, I feel that. That'd be fucking me.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't bet on anything.
Super funny that it wasn't me in that moment, but
right.
Gotta play to win.
Gotta play to win.
And I work too hard to play, I guess. Because I'm way too nervous to just fucking drop $100 or something like that on a
bet.
I'm not ballsy. Chance?
What's that?
50-50 chance? Oh, you got that. We're going to take you to Vegas. I'm going to pop that gambling cherry of yours.
I don't want it popped. I like...
No, I'm going to make sure. This is going to be a very,
I like
very
my little,
rough popping.
I like my small little donut
we're
cushion.
We're going to bet your house on 33 black on a roulette table.
Fuck it. I hate that house anyways.
But you're not. If you lose it, you're not going to get any profit from it.
But if you win it, you're not going to get any money. They're actually going to build you the exact replica of your house again.
I fucking hate you sometimes.
What a fucking bummer that would be.
How mad would you be, like, you bet your house? Okay, you're getting a second house. Wait, what? Yeah, we're actually going to build your, what you wanted was the house. So we're going to build that exact house for you again.
Yeah, that'd be and just perfect.
Be, just be like, great. I got two dryers to fix.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck that shit, dude.
Like that's like the monkey paw thing. You know, you make a wish, but it takes it literal and there's always a cursed effect. That would be the one.
Yep. Yeah. Owning a home is not all it's cracked up to be.
Right?
You're just like a glorified maintenance guy who doesn't even get paid.
Yeah.
Not a fucking
You said
dime,
you take care of a city property for them.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's it.
For as long as you feel like you want to be there. And then they don't do anything to help you upkeep their property because you never actually own it. It's fucking...
It's stupid, dude.
Oh, I love it, dude. I could rant about it for hours.
We gotta move to a fucking beach.
Speaking
beach
of that, how deep down does the U.S. own the U.S.?
Ooh. Like, where does it become international waters type of deal?
Yeah, but inside the earth.
Yeah. Wait a second.
Because up top, it goes up to, like, where our atmosphere is, and that's where it stops. Space is space.
Yep.
Right.
But through the atmosphere, that's still your flight zone thing until you hit past it.
Yep.
So down below, does like each country own like a, or it's every existing power, like whatever it is, land, country, state, continent, whatever it is over on the other side of the world. I don't know. But do they own percentage of the core?
I feel like that'd kind of be some bullshit if they did. But it also seems like bullshit humans would do.
Fucking yeah.
They would write that into their fucking land agreement somewhere.
Because I know, like, for instance, if you find oil in your
yard,
the government's oil, not yours type of thing or whatever it is. There's a rule behind that in some places where if you find something, it's not yours. Like, you don't own that land, technically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I suppose.
But haven't we fucking, like, gone to war over oil?
Oh, yeah, we're still.
We've gone to war over everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. You name it. We've had a war over it. Someone probably slept with somebody and then ended up the whole kingdom died. You know, like humans are fucked up.
Fuck humans.
What
suck,
do you mean, dude?
Dude?
We're the best.
Are we, though? We're a bunch of nerds.
Bunch of fucking nerds, dude.
It would be cool if we had like hide or talons or something.
It would be cool. It'd be cool if everyone fucking just accepted everyone for who they were because we're humans. Wouldn't that be a fucking concept?
No, because humans suck. We shall hate each other until we eradicate each other and that animals live. Because all we do is eat them.
I want to be friends with all the animals. I'd live with I'd live with the animals. At this point, let's live with some fucking animals. That'd be dope.
You would get so lonely.
Well, I wouldn't have sex with an animal, so I would get a little lonely.
You hate jerking off, so it's like...
Yeah, you hate jerking off.
Where's that papaya fruit?
Yeah.
This one's moldy.
Where's that jackfruit?
Just going to be fucking cutting peaches in half. It's going to be like a hot dog bun.
I couldn't eat fruit the same anymore because I've just been fucking
Did I come in this one or is this one good? Because I cut holes preemptively just in case.
Oh, fuck. I guess me and fruit.
A little protein, a little extra protein, never hurt anybody.
Yeah, maybe to make my bones stronger.
I mean, what's wrong with a salty watermelon, you know?
Ooh. People pour salt on their watermelon.
Dude, so fucking good. Have you ever done that? Oh,
nah,
you never done that?
No. Bree's done it. Bree does it.
Fire.
I don't. Fire. She probably tried to make me taste it. And I sometimes do this thing where I'm like, I ain't tasting that.
But sometimes
shit.
You just gotta.
I don't
like,
want that shit. Because sometimes I just get in the mood and she'll be like, no, this is really good. And I'm like, don't fucking come near me. just take what you enjoy and fucking let it be.
Super good though.
I'm not doubting it, dude. I'm just saying every time it's been presented to me, I look at it and go, not right now. Not right now has turned into, you know, the last 28 years.
Well, maybe I just got to be naked just in a kitchen apron and present it.
What you should do from here on out when that situation happens, instead of saying, like, after you say no, and she goes, well, why? Just go on your phone and play the song,
Let It Be.
Just only play that and don't respond.
Let It Be. That's such a good song, man.
That's a fucking great song.
You know, we would be cackling at that. Be like, excuse me?
I said, oh, man, I'm not even going to tell this story, and I'm sorry that I even brought it up. I said something to her the other day, and she could not stop laughing. I think I was yelling at the cat. Because sometimes you gotta yell at the cat, you know, when you're an animal owner, you fucking just start making weird noises and start screaming their names.
Oh, yeah.
See what they do. See if they get scared.
Oh, yeah.
Because fucking Gideon is always just like...
He is petrified for being the biggest animal known to
man. He's a fucking unit. Yeah. And he will dart off the quickest. For sure.
He doesn't run. He freaking gallops. And he's just a meat truck.
He's like a horse.
Yes.
He's fucking interesting. Did you say a
meat trough?
Meat truck.
What the? He's just a meat trough.
I mean,
I'm good. I'm just snorting. Barry's breaking me. It's fine. I'm good.
You're going to put too much weight on that at some point, and you're going to snap this coffee table in half, and I'm going to just die laughing.
So you get for fucking Amazon furniture, baby. I'm
surprised you didn't get a kid. Looks good, though.
What's up? What'd you say?
I said, I'm surprised you didn't get a kid with that. Oh, since you guys like to fucking order off Wayfair so goddamn much, bro.
This is Amazon shit.
I know, but listen here. Yo,
Poots wanted to order some shit off of Wayfair. I said, fucking no. Nope.
You know what Wayfair spelled backwards is?
Fairway.
Amazon.
Oh, fuck, dude. I got to learn how to spell because I didn't know that.
Conspiracy.
No, Poots wanted to order some shit off Wayfair. I said, babe, come on.
Maybe now's not the time.
They're smuggling some fucking kids. I'm not supporting this shit.
Yeah, that's made of child bones. Way to go.
This is all Amazon shit, though. Child bones. This is Papa Brian gotten some child bones?
No, dude, but if you want, next time I can bring some of his ashes over and put his bones in there. Maybe that's the deal. I'll take shots of my dad's ashes.
You were so close as well. You were so close. We're going to get him to do a spit take. It's going to happen.
And he's going
to
spit it right on my computer. That's going to be the best part.
That's when the prank gets better for Barry and worse for everyone else.
$1,400 shot in the pans. Dalton just fountains beer straight to it.
Jesus Christ.
No, but seriously, there are bone chunks in that bag.
I believe it.
Yeah, he's still in a bag. Still.
Wowzers.
It's been two years.
What a tribute that would be.
Two?
2019. Yeah. It'll be two in June.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Two in June.
Damn, dude. Yeah, Papa Brian came hucking in my dreams last night.
Dude, he must have wanted to see what's up.
And he was whistling. And then you told me he's a whistler. Didn't fucking know
that. Dude, he could whistle so fucking loud. It was insane.
Dude, he was just chill. It was just a chill vibe. He comes in and didn't say anything, but I turned and I was like, Brian. That was wild.
Do you think being in your dream is the answer to Ben's drinking his ashes? That's why he was in your dream? Because he wants you to take him in?
Maybe. I'm drinking it out of his beer stand.
He wants to be inside you.
Yo,
Dalton just starts only drinking what was it, Milwaukee's Best?
Milwaukee's Best Ice or something. Whatever it was
he only starts drinking that out of the blue. I don't know. It tastes delicious. I fucking love this shit. What have we done?
I just fucking love this.
I mean, that fridge outside was made for it.
It was.
You got the fridge, you got the beer stein, you had the dream. He's coming.
I don't know if I'll ever have the amount of beer in that fridge that Papa Brian did.
No way.
He set a fucking high goal.
Three, four cases of 30 packs.
No way.
I mean, unless everybody brought a 30-pack over.
I have an idea.
True.
To honor your dad.
We all get as fucked up as we can on Milwaukee's Best.
We fill the fridge how he would fill it, right?
Yep.
With Milwaukee's Best.
Same beer even. Okay.
And we have to finish it in a weekend.
Dude, listen, before he died, he had 30 by himself.
That's what I'm saying. We have at least three of us. Everyone else, 4 to 5.
I don't want to. I mean, I talk about sometimes I want to die because I'm sad, but also I would never do that to myself.
But how many beers did you say he had in his fridge?
I mean, at one point it was like 3 to 4 cases.
Do you think we could finish 3 to 4 cases of beer in a weekend?
If it was like all three of us in Yacht,
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we might have
to. Yeah, I'm not saying one equation. Person. That, no, no.
Well, that'd be 30 beers each if we had three cases.
Holy fuck.
So for 30, a weekend? Over 3 days, it's 10 beers a day.
That's not bad.
No, yeah. We can do that.
But that does have like the highest alcohol content and they taste like
dog shit.
Yeah.
And Monday's going to really hurt.
Oh, yeah. Monday would be brutal. Monday's going to.
Everyone's calling in Monday.
Because we'd have to smash 10 of them Friday night.
Yep.
And then. And Saturday. But then also Sunday.
Yes.
So I might go. I might go 15 Friday, 15 Saturday.
But you do get a whole day Saturday. Anymore. You do get a whole day Saturday. So if you're doing nice eating proportion times, like make sure you're putting drinking some water in between.
No. Dude, we're not doing that.
All right, fuck that then.
No, you eat chips fucking and you drink
balls to the walls. Yeah. But if you got a whole Saturday, you can drink.
If you're
a
doing
shit
this for
ton.
Brian, you got to go full Brian diet. Yeah, you're right. Which you're was. Right. Literal dog shit.
So it's gonna be puke and
we
rally.
Get to that point, we're gonna need his glasses to see straight.
I got a pair of them. You can't see dick out of those.
It's
things.
Gonna counteract because we're gonna be so messed up.
Oh, dude, no! If you the minute you throw those on and you're drunk, you're gonna throw up everywhere.
So we're puking
his
and
eyes,
rallying.
His eyes
multiple
were
times.
So bad, dude. Yeah, I think he had two different thickness lenses.
Oh
they
no,
were
shit,
fucked up, and he had bifocals.
So dang. He had like a super astigmatism.
He was super something.
Super something.
Super something. Super something. Super dude, something. Because those things were fucked. I'm almost 20% positive he was probably legally blind if he was not wearing those.
Dang.
And he was also definitely legally deaf in one ear. And that was the only ear.
Did you always have to
he
yell
would hold
at
his phone up too. And he would just scream his conversation throughout the house. It's fucking,
I love
hey,
it.
Put that
I
on your fucking it. Good ear, guy.
Hey, Bane, you're going through a tunnel. I can barely hear you.
I think you're breaking up.
I love it.
Speak louder, Bane.
Man, weird shit, dude.
Wild times.
Oh, fuck.
But for
man.
Real. First spike ball game all
first
weekend.
Spike, first spike ball game, only fucking Milwaukee's best.
Dude, I'm so fucking down for that. Even if the beer tastes terrible, I'm so
as long
down.
As we keep it literally ice cold.
We'll get Dom involved too, cold. So we can split it up a little bit more.
You gotta get Dom.
I cannot
in a,
drink 10 beers anymore.
we'll have to train.
When's the last time I drink more than a beer?
I don't know. Try harder. Just that's do the better. Thing is you're not even trying.
I'm a little man with a little alcohol tolerance. Y'all are just trying to get me drunk, get me naked. I
well,
know
you
this.
Fucking, well, you caught on, sir, and I thought you would.
Even though I brought this up and suggested it. You're all trying to get me drunk and get me naked.
I'm always trying to get you drunk and naked.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Bring out the
one day I will call your bluff, and somebody's going to be pissed that I'm standing butt naked in your doorway.
Who?
I don't know, probably Rachel. Rachel's probably going to be the most mad.
She's going to laugh and run away.
Oh my god, that's a penis.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Why are you not wearing clothes?
Oh my god. Oh my
What's
god.
What's
going
to be really awkward is if we're both just staring each other in the eyes, scared.
And Ben slowly just goes.
Or it's going to go.
It's the fear, I swear. It's the fear.
I have a fear boner. I'm sorry. It's a fear boner. Don't look me in the eyes.
It's a fear boner.
I'll come.
Just starts.
How funny would it be?
Dalton turns the corner. What the fuck? And that's when I ejaculate just by hearing his voice.
Into a boner, immediate chat.
Obviously, Jake couldn't be a part of this part, but how funny would it be if we had all the girls over, we all went downstairs, just got naked, and stood there and be like, hey, can you guys come down here real quick? And this came down and saw all of us.
Damn. I don't know. His reaction would
be a power dynamic. And we'd literally all three of them would just laugh and
throw
listen
up.
Though
if they I, would point and laugh listen, that is all that was gonna
to
happen
avoid that I'm hoping I'm so I'm I gotta be full of wreck coming into this
no we just don't shave our pubes we hide everything
oh.
I'm not doing that
no
I have dignity but we should put cock rings on so we're at least like a quarter chubbed you know get the blood stuck in our penis
no it's easy if you want to do that just smack it against the wall it'll bruise up and keep blood in it.
Fair enough, dude.
We're just in the basement, but all just three of us naked, just smashing our dicks on the corners of the wall.
And that's how they'll come downstairs. We're being the guys in the hall doing that.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you guys doing?
And it's cold down there. It's we're gonna have just tiny penises, dude.
Oh
fuck.
No. Oh, what a time that would be.
Competent idiot cock sleeves. That's what we're testing out. To keep them warm.
Keep them warm.
Thermal cock sleeves.
They're padded, so you don't bruise too much.
Oh, I like that. Padded. They're like thermal cock socks. Who doesn't want to ejaculate in one of those bitches?
Pretty warm.
It's got a, you know how pajamas have like the button for the bottom, so when you're out in the biffy, you can stay warm by wearing your long johns and you unbutton and take a shit?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now like imagine that for the tip of the penis part, so you could still pee and you could still stay warm.
Ooh. Don't fucking steal that either.
Yeah, we got boner sleeves coming your way this fall.
All right, I like that idea. Fucking patent that shit. I like that.
Are you sick of having a cold boner? Trust me, so are we. It's a bunch of dudes' sad faces looking down when they're all cold.
And it's just like somebody tried it, but it's one of those black and white photos. He's got a sock on his cock and he's like trying to piss through the sock. It's just all of them.
He's trying to start a fire with it. Are you sick of trying to warm your dick? Well, we got the product for you.
Oh, Barry, you're on. You got to patent it now.
The bee sleeve.
The bee sleeve.
Barry, you're onto something. Put it on paper.
Draw it out.
We're getting rich, bitch. Dude, how many people would not buy that?
Dude, nobody's not buying that.
Probably higher than we can count. Let's go with that.
It's such a like one time you like. How often do you have a boner in the middle of like Lake of the Woods?
There should be just. We could do like a heated jockstrap type thing where it just like cradles your nuts and keeps a little heat in there.
How many lawyers do you have on you?
I mean, none. Because right we're gonna need a lot.
We burn so many genitals.
Oh, why would fuck. We burn them?
Because it's a heated jockstrap. Ever put a hand warmer down there?
No.
Yeah.
Don't.
It gets hot quick.
You have to be so careful with what
it
temperature.
It can be low voltage, man. Run off one AAA battery.
Right. So I got battery packs? Short.
How did Jimmy die? He got the electric crotch.
Hey.
Shit, I thought we just had
you'd,
packets.
You have a little lightning
power?
Rod. You know what I mean?
Just outside. Oh, this is a really nice gift, babe. I think.
Oh fuck.
Jimmy
oh, fuck.
Started sweating. He had swamp ass and died.
That'll be waterproof. It's like earbuds, dude. You can wear them swimming.
He had swamp ass and died. Put that in the fucking death certificate.
How did poor Teddy die? Swamp ass.
Swamp ass killed the fucking boy.
What do you mean?
All the sweat from his ass. Short circuited.
Oh, fuck.
He's using Elon Musk's new crotchless technology for the heat and he got swamp ass and died.
Swamp ass and fucking lesh cute. God dang.
The oh, Musk fuck. Genital warmer. Dude.
The Musk muff.
Musk oh. muff. Oh.
Gross. I just imagine a musky vagina hair.
I'll go wait in the car. I had a good podcast.
Oh, that's fucking man, dude. That's gross.
Musk muff, man. Jesus, fuck.
We can end it there. We're not topping that. We love you. Smash that like, subscribe button.
Appreciate everything you guys do. I'm gonna go eat some chicken.